You're listening to Kentucky Running, presented by John's Run Walk Shop in Lexington. Help others find this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing in your podcast app. This episode is sponsored by Curex Insoles.
Hey runners, Matt Reno here. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're talking to representatives from the Louisville chapter of Black Girls Run. This is a nationwide organization that encourages and motivates women across the country to take charge of their health. We're going to learn about the impact Black Girls Run has made over the years, specifically in Louisville. But before we get to that, let's focus back on Lexington for a minute because we have a huge announcement to make. John's Run Walk Shop is getting ready to open a third store. We already have locations in Chevy Chase and Palomar Center, and later this fall, we're opening our doors in Lexington's Hamburg area. You're going to find the same great selection of footwear for running, walking, hiking, dressing up, whatever you need for your feet. We're just offering another location, 3090 Helmsdale Place to be precise, to make it more convenient for people on that side of Lexington, as well as for people from cities like Richmond. We'll give you more details as we get closer to the launch date, but in the meantime, you can run with us in the Hamburg area. We have group run walks every Saturday morning at 7:30, with the second Saturday of the month reserved as a free community 5K. Click on the Run With Us link at johnsrunwalkshop.com for details. Now, let's get to the interview and learn about Black Girls Run right after this. Hey runners, real quick, I want to tell you about Kentucky running sponsor Curex Insoles, available at John's Run Walk Shop. Getting the right shoes on your feet is crucial, but it's only part of solving the foot health puzzle. You also need to make sure your arches are fully supported when you're running or just going through your day-to-day activities. Curex Run Pro insoles could be just what you need. Their flexible support and shock-absorbing cushioning help reduce fatigue. That prevents common running injuries, keeping you out there longer. Dynamic arch support with a deep decoupled heel cup fits, wraps, and locks the heel in place to improve stability, reduce pressure, and provide a perfect fit. And they help manage moisture with a mesh top layer and premium foam cushioning to keep your feet dry and running shoes fresh. They come in three profiles, high, medium, and low, to fit your individual arch type. I wear the medium profile, that's the yellow one, but to find which one works best for you, head to John's Run Walk Shop. Ask us to check out your arches and knee alignment, and we'll help you find the right pair of Curex Run Pro insoles for you. Learn more at johnsrunwalkshop.com/insoles. Today on Kentucky Running, we're talking with Dania Britt and Tamika Cornelius, the ambassadors for the Louisville chapter of Black Girls Run. Dania, Tamika, welcome to Kentucky Running. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's start with a little intro. Could you tell listeners a little bit about yourselves and your connection to the Louisville running community?
Sure. So my name is Tamika Cornelius. I am currently one of two BGR ambassadors. And what that means for BGR is that we kind of set the tone for the running schedule, the motivation of the group, introducing new members to the group, and just being a welcome space for those new faces and for those familiar faces. I began running actually when I lived in Ohio. I started working at Miami University. And if you've ever been to Oxford, Ohio, you know that there is not a whole lot to do. And so I picked up the hobby of running on my own, and I was not very good at it. I did not have the proper running shoes. I did not have the proper gear. And then I connected with Black Girls Run Cincinnati. And it was a game changer. So I began running with them about 2009. And I moved actually to Cincinnati, and I was able to run with them more frequently. And since then, I've been running, beginning with Black Girls Run Cincinnati. I've run one full marathon, multiple half marathons. I did an almost 80-mile market-to-market run with Black Girls Run Cincinnati, which went from Cincinnati to Dayton. And I connected with BGR Louisville about 2 years ago. It's been great ever since.
Fantastic. And Tania, what about you?
Again, my name is Tania Britt. I am the other ambassador to Black Girls Run Louisville. I first connected with Black Girls Run when I lived in San Antonio. So I was like 19. And I decided to get involved in running because everyone told me how great it was and how fun it was. And so I got involved in running. And then once I moved back, we didn't have a Black Girls Run. And so I just kind of stopped running. And then I started walking. And then we had the opportunity to get Black Girls Run. So We petition, got it. And so now I have the opportunity to work more so with the walkers, the women who are not full on runners or who jog and walk or run and walk. Just push them on and encourage them. You don't have to run. You don't have to jog. You can walk. Just move your body. So yeah, man, I'm more of a 5K. I like my 5K. I like it to be short and sweet. I love to encourage those who do the marathons and the half marathons, but I love my 5K.
That's great. We say that on our group runs all the time. It's open to all paces, all distances. What, even if you want to walk, that's totally all right. No need to apologize for walking. Like, whatever you're doing, as long as you're moving, it's cool. Just for people who aren't aware, let's start talking about what Black Girls Run on the national level is all about, and then we'll zoom into Louisville in a bit. So give us an overview of their mission and their impact they've had on the national level.
So Black Girls Run started in 2009. It is focused on, I know everyone hears the name Black Girls Run. You do not have to be a Black woman to run. You just have to be a woman to be a part of Black Girls Run. But it started out focusing on Black women to fight obesity, heart disease, and things like that, because Black women fight heart disease at higher rates than women of other ethnicities. So that's why it's called Black Girls Run. It's to push and encourage women to move their bodies, to get healthier, to pay attention to their bodies and things like that. So we have 78 groups. We are all around the United States. Some of the states have multiple groups. We also have a 60 and over group as well. And we have multiple partnerships. So we have partnerships with Ultima, the replenishing drink, Saucony, we dropped a shoe last year, Black Girls Run shoe, and REIs.
So what's some of the impact that they have had on that national level, like fighting some of those health disparities?
We've had a lot of women that have been able to improve their health. I know we had one woman, she was in San Antonio. This was when I was a part of the San Antonio group. She had actually had a heart attack. And so she was able to literally turn her health around just by coming into the group and having more women to encourage her. Because, you know, when you're going through things alone, it's hard to go through it and still stay motivated. And with her having other women and from different backgrounds to encourage her and motivate her and keep her pushing, she was able to literally turn it around. And every group, you never know who you're going to get in the group. So some of our groups, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have engineers, we have teachers. So you never know what type of wisdom somebody is going to shed onto you to help you out. Everybody is coming together saying, hey, well, I tried this. I do this. This helps me. This works in my favor and things like that. And so then it trickles down to your children. And we have some women that volunteer with Girls on the Run. So that's for the young women that want to run 17 and under, because of course you have to be 18 and older for Black Girls Run. So literally we're just making a change from 99 all the way down to infancy.
That's fantastic. Tamika, anything to add?
I will add that the encouragement is one of the huge factors and the huge motivators for Black Girls Run, because especially in Louisville, when you think about the African-American population and you think about the specifically the runner community in Louisville and in Kentucky in general, you could go out on any given day and not see a group of Black people running together. But you might see, you know, a group of white people running together, and you sometimes get discouraged because you don't know if you know, how to approach that, or you think that, you know, a group might be way more advanced than you are. And how do you, if you're a beginner, how do you incorporate a running group or running community into your life? And so this is kind of a low key way to show we're out here. We welcome you at all ages, at all paces, and you don't have to be an experienced runner. That's what we're here for, to help you get more experienced. One great thing about Black Girls Run, being an ambassador, our CEO, JL, she will reimburse us for being a certified run coach. So we could take the certified run coach training, go through the whole program, learn more specifically about running techniques, how to help people do, you know, beginners, if they want to learn how to run a 5K and how to actually get the science behind running. And as a run ambassador, that's one of the perks, is that you can go through that training for free. And that's to help everybody. That's one of the things I really like about BGR, is that it is really a community of encouragement for all of the ladies who are interested in learning more and joining the organization.
And Louisville is the first Black Girls Run chapter in Kentucky. As of September 25, it has 356 members, which is awesome. What was the journey like to establish the chapter here and build it up to what it's become?
I'm going to let Dania take that because I had tried it many a times and I got denied. So she came through.
The journey was it was actually fun. How I found out was I was actually at the doctor one day, and one of the doctors there, I mentioned to her how I missed running and I used to run with Black Girls Run, and she was telling me that she loved to run too. And she was like, I heard that they have a call because they're opening up new groups. And so she actually gave me the information to get on. And so me and that doctor, she actually used to be one of our former ambassadors. She sent me all the information and we hopped on a call and we were literally on there like, Louisville, pick Louisville. We were typing in, pick Louisville. We would love to have a group. Please pick us. And we just kept raising our hand and just typing in. And we were shocked to get an email like, hey, from JL, like, hey, we're interested in Louisville. And so we were very nervous. We were biting our fingernails. And it went quick. It went swiftly. But it was so amazing just to see how it literally, it felt like it just came out of thin air. It went from a Zoom call to we were at Fleet Feet with a party of, it felt like 100 women. Like even women came from Cincinnati. They came from different states, different Black Girls Run chapters, to come and party with us to celebrate the beginning of Black Girls Run. So it was very interesting. And I'm glad that we were courageous enough to keep putting Louisville in the chat box.
That's great. And so what's the process? I mean, and what are the criteria? Do you have to have a certain population in your city? Like, how do they determine who gets to have a chapter?
So, of course, you would need a certain population because we need to be able to be functioning and we need to be able to make an impact. So, as you can see, like bigger cities have chapters. You know, you wouldn't hear of a small town in Georgia, but you hear of a big town like Atlanta having one because more people are going to be reached and more people visit that town. And Louisville gets more of the shine in Kentucky. We have more going on, aka the Derby, different things like that. And so with us being so much bigger, we have an opportunity to reach the masses more than a small city would. And then also with us having more people that we can affect, meaning a positive effect, because yes, we do have people that run, but also we want to make a change in lives as well. So with us not having a lot of women, a lot of Black women that are into running, it was really good for us to be able to come in and be able to change those lives.
And can I add that even if you don't, if there's no Black Girls Run community in your city, you can still participate in any of the national events or the virtual runs. We do Erase Racism as a virtual run. And then we have national events that are runs that are held in different states. For example, the Charleston Half Marathon, Capital City Half Marathon in Ohio. And there's different ways that you can join. And if you're visiting a city that has a local chapter, you can always reach out to those ambassadors or the run coordinators. And usually there is a calendar. So you can see, okay, I'm going to be in Houston in 2 weeks. Let me see where the Black Girls Run meetup is for the days that I'll be there. I've never had any issue with connecting if I'm going to be in a different city. Or sometimes people will reach out to us. Just last week, we had someone reach out to us that's training for a race and said, hey, I'm going to be coming into the city. Is there someone that can run with me or give me a route that'll be a easy way for me to get my miles in? And we have that all the time. It's very easy to connect and join with another chapter if you're going to be visiting that city.
Definitely one of the coolest things about running is usually pretty easy to, if you're traveling, find a group or invite people into yours. Like runners are very welcoming people. So I'm glad that same dynamic is happening throughout Black Girls Run. What about the Louisville chapter specifically? What is its unique identity or focus compared to other cities with chapters?
I think for me, one thing that I've noticed is that we are small but mighty because we are so new. I mean, we are still spreading the word and getting the word out. what I would call a dedicated group of our old faithfuls that we can kind of count on to come out weekly. But we always have folks that, you know, see us run and see the post. And, you know, we have some of those folks that say, I've never been on a run, but I saw that you posted and I'm going to try to come to the next one. From my experience, that's how the running community grows, is that you see the group being active. No matter if there's one person that comes out, we're still going to show up for that one person. And then, you know, they feel comfortable coming out week after week, and the community grows that way. I also think for us, Louisville is a big runner town, and even Kentucky is a big running state. We've got lots of parks. Our park systems are vast and beautiful and well-maintained for running. I think people are accustomed to either walking or running in the spaces that we have. So our partnerships, like Denia mentioned, with Fleet Feet and Saucony, they know that we, you know, have the interest there, and they know that we're going to show up. So it's easy for us to get those partnerships because folks are going to, they're going to come out and they're going to have the interest.
One of the main things that I think is an advantage for us, especially coming from the walking side of Black Girls Run, we get a lot of women that say, I can't do it. You know, I just, you know, I see people doing a 5K and I just can't do it. And we have something that works to our advantage, the Big Four Bridge. We have a lot of people, you know, I just would never be able to do a 5K. I just can't see myself doing it. So I never tell them, and now the secret is out of the bag. I said, well, come on, we're just going to walk the bridge. And so we'll walk the bridge, and then we'll walk down in the neighborhood on the Indiana side, and then we'll walk back over. And once we get to the bottom, I'll say, congratulations, you've done your first 5K. And so a lot of times they're very shocked, like, that was it. And of course, a 5K, a lot of people think 5 miles. Mm-hmm. It's just 3.1 miles. But having the walking bridge, you know, your mind is not on it. You see so many people up there. You see people's animals. You see them riding bikes, scooters. You know, you're looking over at the river and things like that. So that works to our advantage. I don't know what a lot of other cities have, but us having that Big Four bridge, that helps us out a lot. And it builds our ladies' confidence like no other, because then they're willing, like, oh, okay, come on. We can do it. Let's get on across the bridge. Let's do what we got to do. And so I love that about the Louisville chapter, that we have that.
That's sneaky, but for a good purpose. I love it. Any favorite success stories or favorite memory that you have from the group?
My son did his first 5K with Black Girls Run. He was 3 at the time.
That's great.
And so that was interesting. And also, a lot of women don't know, we do welcome the little babies. Bring your stroller. Push your stroller. You got the baby in your chest, bring the baby. And so to see my child be able to see us, like, actually be active and run and see other people run, and he has his jogging pace, and he, you know, has his own run, that is one of my favorite memories. And also to see people run and jog with their mothers, I love that as well. That warms my heart too.
My mother is one of those. She definitely comes out on the weekends. She's like, Tamika, are y'all running this week? Are we running this week with Black Girls Run? And by running, she means walking. But it has really helped her continue to stay active and remain active. We welcome furry friends as well. So I'll bring my dog. We'll make sure that no one has fear of dogs there. We want people to feel comfortable. But we also understand that, you know, that's part of your exercise for them as well. And we don't want you to have to take, either not come because of your kids or your dog, or it being extra. So you have to run with Black Girls Run and then go home and still walk the dog or get your kids out to burn off energy. This is supposed to be an easy, fun time saver for folks to be able to get out. We usually do on the weekends, we'll start early. And we say, set your pace, set your race. So sometimes people want to just do a quick 5K and get in and get out. If you're training for something, usually people let us know that they're training for something and they need a longer route. So we'll map out something longer. And then we also have a couple of runs during the week for folks that might need something in the evening. So we try to make it where we have different times, different days, so that it's more accessible. One of the things that a success that I would like to share is just being able to meet so many different people that have come from out of town to Louisville, have been transplants to Louisville, and they have found us. it's really just like, well, how'd you hear about us? How'd you find out about us? And we've had students who are at U of L who are just here for, you know, that 4 years, but they'll come out and they'll run. And then we get to show them, we get to brag about our city and show them, you know, different things about the city. And it's really encouraging for folks who might not be local to Louisville, that they feel comfortable enough to put themselves out there and say, hey, I saw your group, I saw you online, and I want to come run or walk with you all.
Running is one of the best ways to see a new city.
It is.
Up close. I love that. Beyond that initial persistence of getting the group off the ground, what are some of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome?
So some of the biggest challenges that we have had to overcome, the weather. Nobody wants to run in the snow. Nobody wants to run when it is super cold, which is understandable. I think if we lived in Colorado or Chicago, that would be great. However, 3 feet of snow is not our norm. we don't like running in below, you know, negative, below 0 degrees. So that has been the biggest challenge. And then also people fearing that they're too slow. We've had to consistently remind people that no one finishes alone. So if you come out and you're walking, you can bring a walker and you're walking and we're done with our run. We're going to, number one, someone's going to stay with you the entire time, but then we're going to turn around and we're going to come back with you and we're going to complete it with you because nobody finishes alone. So I think those two have been the biggest challenges, is to get people to understand that you're not going to finish alone. I don't care how slow you go. You can move like a turtle running through peanut butter. You're not going to finish alone. And then also the weather, because Kentucky weather is just so tricky, because it could be sunny today, it could be snowing tomorrow, and nobody wants to run in the snow at all.
Yep. I agree. Which is understandable. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And I'll say just spreading the word and making sure that we are getting the word out about Black Girls Run, so that we have more people and more people that are represented from different neighborhoods, different parts of Louisville. Because one of the things that I appreciated about Cincinnati is that each neighborhood kind of had their own vibe, their own run. And so you would have, this neighborhood would have a core group of people that they know would run on Tuesday nights. And then this neighborhood, so I'm thinking about like Shively would have something, and Fern Creek would have something. West End would have something. Maybe downtown for folks when they, if they're at work and they get off work downtown, there's a downtown group that can maybe be at the waterfront. So I think expanding is something that has been a challenge. Part of that is because, as Dania mentioned, maybe some people don't feel as comfortable being on the forefront, because in addition to the run ambassadors, who are essentially the leaders of the Black Girls Run, we have run coordinators. So I started off as a run coordinator when Dania and the other person had applied for BGR and were accepted nationally. And I started as a run coordinator. And what I did as a run coordinator was kind of help to alleviate some of the commitment that Dania had to do every week. So there needs to be an ambassador or a coordinator at every run. And those are the people who are going to be the champions that say, we're not leaving you behind. This is the route. Organize and coordinate the runs. You need to be a coordinator or an ambassador. So we need more run coordinators. So if anybody in BGR is thinking about, you know, what, I want to do something impactful for Black Girls Run, I want to be more involved, being a run coordinator and setting up a run, perhaps in your neighborhood. And, you know, that being the run for that day of the week or that neighborhood is something that has been challenging. But I think it just comes from some people just maybe not feeling as confident. But again, you can be at any level and be a part of Black Girls Run, including as a run coordinator.
Any goals for the upcoming year for Black Girls Run? Any specific initiatives you have going on?
We want to make a run calendar that is more comprehensive. There's so many races in Louisville. There's so many. I mean, every week it seems like there's something. Last week was the Bourbon and Beyond 5K. Coming up in October, the Dress for Success, they're doing their 5K that's running through Kentucky Kingdom. You've got the Triple Crown. You've got the Snowman Show. You got so many different runs. So one of our goals is to put together a more comprehensive calendar so people know what all is going on as far as races in the city, and also our runs for Black Girls Run. So we're coming up on the fall. We've got our dates and our times for the fall. And with the fall, you know, it gets darker earlier. So we've got to be strategic about where we run, make sure it's well lit, make sure there's ample parking. So we've got our calendar for the fall, but it will have the runs that we plan on for the fall, the days and the times. And then it'll also have dates and deadlines for upcoming races if people want to enter those races. So they have it plenty in advance, but also we'll know as far as our training schedule, what that looks like and when they need to start with the training. I think a lot of folks are interested in upcoming the Urban Bourbon and the Kentucky Derby Marathon, which kudos to Kentucky Derby Marathon for getting that 5K in as a new addition, because yes, everybody does not want to run a half marathon or marathon, especially in May. You don't know what the weather is going to look like. When I did my first full marathon in 2015, it rained almost the entire time. So it's kind of challenging. You never know with the weather, like Dania said, but that's one of the goals is our calendar and to get more run coordinators.
For any listeners in Louisville who might be interested in joining, how can they find you and get involved?
We are on Facebook. Our group is called Black Girls Run Louisville. When you request to join, there are three questions that you have to answer. Of course, you have to have pictures to prove that you're a woman, because this is a space for us. We talk about all the women things, such as what bra do you wear when you run, you know, and different things like that. So that's why we ask if you're a woman and all those things. And then once you get in there on Facebook, we'll approve your request. Black Girls Run has an official Instagram page, an official Twitter page. They have an official Facebook page as well. But as far as our group page, it's called Black Girls Run Louisville.
And for listeners outside of Louisville, how can they support the mission of Black Girls Run?
For listeners who are outside of Louisville, checking out what the Black Girls Run organization is about, being familiar with the mission and the goals. If you're ever visiting Louisville, again, like Dania said, this is not just for Black women. It is for all women. We would love to see folks if they're coming in town for, I mean, even upcoming Louder Than Life. If there are folks here for Louder Than Life and they want to join, I don't know if this will air between now and then, but if they want to join, if you're here for Derby and you want to come and support, we would love to have folks who are just genuinely interested in physical health. But it also affects your mental health too. So it's just really a space for folks to come enjoy themselves, but also get some physical and mental exercise. We are interested in folks who are from all backgrounds, all walks of life, just to support Black Girls Run as a whole and at the mission and the goals for what the organization stands for.
Big thanks to Dania and Tamika for talking with us today. Getting into running is not always easy, but it can definitely be a life-changing experience. I know that firsthand, and it's great to hear how Black Girls Run is making that happen for so many women. Check the show notes for more about the organization and how you can join them for a run next time you're in Louisville or one of their other cities. My name is Matt Reno. Thank you for listening, and to keep learning more about organizations making positive impacts on our local community, please rate, review, and subscribe. And stay tuned for more details on John's Run Walk Shop's Hamburg store coming this fall. We'll talk again soon on Kentucky Running.